Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 1, I was talking about confessing our sins against others and the possible consequences. Listen closely today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Let me throw a different shoe on this, though. Because, see, sometimes people say, well, I can't confess that because the consequence of this confession may hurt some people. Now, as a pastor, I've had people come in to me about things, and I've said, well, first of all, you need to confess that and get it right. Sometimes it's been a woman that sinned against her husband in adultery. Sometimes it's been the other way around, a man against a woman. And I've had to tell them, well, you know, you're convicted about it. Well, you don't know how much it's going to hurt my spouse. They may leave me. Well, if God has convicted you about it, shouldn't you do what God tells you to do? Shouldn't you leave your gift at the altar and go make that thing right? And so I tell them, let them know you love them, and say, you know, I had an adulterous affair with this man, this woman. And so now you go with your husband, you go with your wife, and you confront the person about the sexual sin. You say, well, what about their spouse? No, I think that you ought to let them go to their spouse. Right now, you're just going to them. And so let's say that you go to some woman or you go to some man, you and your spouse, and they give you this answer. Well, we've all done bad things. And they never apologized. Never say, would you forgive me? I did wrong. I regret that I did it. In other words, they do not deal with the sin. Now, you need to have it in your heart already to forgive them. But you know what? People don't ask forgiveness. You can't forgive them until they do. But it needs to already be in your heart so you can forgive them. And so, if you never let the one sinned against know, then my friend, don't believe that the sin is forgiven if you've not made it right. But let the one that committed the sin ask forgiveness. Because if they won't ask forgiveness, if they won't admit to their sin, then they're unforgiven. And now, if they are saved, they're saved so as by fire, because they can't add to that until they get that thing right. Now, I know a lot of people will disagree with what I just said. And the reason they'll disagree is because the consequences that that could be to the marriage. And you think the consequences to this temporal life are so great that it's more important to the good of reward in eternal life. That doesn't make sense whatever. That's like you've got a big retirement, you've got this money saved up, and you spend it to take a worldwide trip that's over in 2 weeks. And all that money's spent up, and now you don't have that for the retirement or for whatever else it was needed. And I'm saying that you don't sacrifice, as old Bob Jones Sr. used to say, don't sacrifice the eternal on the altar of the present. I see a lot of people doing that, and I'm thankful for old Bob Jones Sr. Boy, he loved our King James Bible. But again, Don't sacrifice the eternal on the altar of the present. Great, great statement. Now, next C, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Now, the purpose for coming the first time was to save us from our sins. That's what Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 said this Christmas. That's one of the most important verses that we just had at Christmas time, that Jesus came to save us from our sins. On the cross, he died for all sin for all time. The work was accomplished by him. So all the work for salvation, Jesus did it for us. He paid the penalty. He had the fullness of the wrath of God poured out on his spirit, because it's after his image that we were made in his image. God is the spirit. And so the eternal damnation on their eternal spirit was poured all out on Jesus Christ. He suffered it, was buried. 3 days later, he rose up from the dead. So, knowing that, the work was done by him, the requirement on us is to repent and believe the gospel. He said, what do you mean, repent and believe the gospel? Well, saving faith includes repentance. Repentance is not doing things. It's not doing anything. It's not a deed. It's not an act. It's not a work. It's not a right. And I'm saying right, R-I-T-E. Rather, it is a change of the direction of one's heart. It basically means an attitude of the heart in turning from sin and self and turning to God. And that's what is referred to in Acts chapter 20 and verse 21, when it said, repentance towards God, because sin is all against God, and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, his humanity being sacrificed for our sin. And so that's what we see in coming to him, in turning to God. We are realize that we can't do anything about our sin. I can't do a thing about my sin. But he can take it from me. His blood can pay the price for it and the penalty of it and take the power of it from me. But I must turn to him in repentance and faith. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. So even as there is the part of trusting Christ, which is what we should do, saving faith, the human heart is turning to God and trusting in Jesus Christ. But there's also the part of turning to him. Now, that may seem inconsequential to many, but I believe that there is a spiritual reason that some go through the motions of believing in Christ, but are not really born again. You see, the Bible tells us in James that the devils believe and tremble, James 2:19. Yet we know the devils have an eternal damnation themselves in hell, a place that they don't want to go to themselves. Hell wasn't prepared to torment men without Christ. It's prepared to torment the devil and his angels. Satan and his angels do not torment you in hell. No, they are tormented. It's so bad. And if it'll torment super spirits, just think of yourself. And so, again, I believe that there is a spiritual reason they just go through the motions but are not really born again. They seemingly want the fire escape, but there's not really an interest in turning to God. There is no interest in repentance. They have the attitude, God, give me salvation, but I'm going to keep on doing my own thing. However, if there's no real turning to God from the heart, they have missed the prerequisite for actually trusting Christ. You see, repentance and faith are two separate things that come together for salvation. They act together as one thing together, you see. Some have called it two sides of the same coin. And I believe that. So, yes, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And He will, because He paid our penalty. His requirement to us was to confess and forsake our sins. We need His word, the Bible, to show us we are sinners in order to confess specific sin. And we need His Holy Spirit to forsake it. We need the power from Him because we don't have the power. But when we do confess our sins, then He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Why? Because it's already in His heart to forgive us. He's already paid the price. And the blood that lays on the mercy seat, there's plenty there to cleanse us, even to cleanse us from those sins that are on our feet. And so, forgive us our sins. He's faithful and just. Now, what does that mean? Faithful. He will not go back on His promise. Not even on one of them. He's just. No person who confesses and seeks Him is rejected. For He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God would have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. Therefore, He will never go back on His promise. And no person who seeks Him is rejected. He is just. In doing so, because the penalty was paid in full, completely, the propitiation, the entire payment. Now it's waiting only repentance and faith. Confession. I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. I deserve to go to hell. But I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead. Oh, my friend, that's the way. Now in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, we continue with that thought. He says, "For I will be merciful unto their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." So He cleanses us from all unrighteousnesses. Anything that is impure and disobedient in our life is cleansed by the blood that was on the mercy seat. Now again, remember, you and I, we still sin. The Apostle Paul, under the direction of the Holy Ghost, had to pen these words that were true of himself. I die daily, meaning there's so much of self that becomes a weight and a sin that I must confess and forsake daily.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.